gentlemen, welcome one, welcome all, to the premiere edition of New Moon Rising Wrestling Radio, right here, theocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com. I am Brady Hicks, one half of the voice of New Moon Rising Wrestling. Formerly nmrwrestling.com, check back there for updates. Visit the Facebook page, New Moon Rising Wrestling Facebook fan page. Check all that out. Ladies and gentlemen, New Moon right now is on a hiatus, but we're coming back soon. We're coming back stronger than ever, and I want all of you to get excited. If you want to talk to me on the air, 855-VOC-RADIO, that's 855-862-7234. Toll free. 914-338-1885. Follow me on Twitter at Brady Hicks. And ladies and gentlemen, what I have envisioned for this show is a half an hour every other Monday morning coming to you live from the In the Room studios worldwide over the Net Carrier and Cloud. I want to recap some of the greatest moments to come crashing down at the Proving Ground. Formerly 1030 Delsey Drive, Building 4W in Westville/Deptford, New Jersey. And ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do right now, here's the plan. I'm going to take a commercial break. I'm going to get things in order right here in the studio. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you one of the groundbreaking matches that helped make New Moon Rising Wrestling one of the most highly anticipated, most highly in-demand independent companies today. So we'll be right back, guys.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live on VOC Nation. Call into the show at 855-862-7234. We say things we shouldn't about politics, news, religion, and inflatable Asian nurses.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
The Greg DeMarco Show, The Greg DeMarco Show, The Greg DeMarco Show, every Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, worldwide on VOCNation.com. Sunday for long to Greg DeMarco.
Hola, hola, hola. This is Funtime Shelley. I am joined by the lovely Danielle.
Hello.
And what's your favorite time on Monday afternoon?
3 p.m. Eastern on VOCNation.com.
That's because you're going to save wrestling.
Be there or be square. Don't be a nerd.
Don't forget the hashtag.
Don't be tardy.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Net Carrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your Net Carrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call Net Carrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Quality Printing Solution is an online printing service that works for your business and your budget. Quality Printing Solution is customer-focused and quality-conscious. At Quality Printing Solution, we provide high-quality printing services in an array of printing styles with the desire to be the best in the printing industry. Whether you are looking for brochures, business cards, catalogs, postcards, calendars, flyers, booklets, or even letterheads, call 888-760-8974 or visit QualityPrintingSolution.com. There's no S in solution. QualityPrintingSolution.com. Call today.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013 Specialist in Teenage Driver Training. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media. Take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Entertainment with an attitude. This is the VOC Nation radio network. Entertainment with an attitude. This is the VOC Nation radio network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to New Moon Rising Wrestling Weekly. Every other week, I should say. Monday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here. Proudly part of the VOC Nation radio network, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com. One of the voices of New Moon Rising Wrestling, I am Brady Hicks. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to remind you that each and every other week, you'll be able to call into the show toll-free 855-VOC-RADIO. That's if you want to get in touch with me, talk New Moon Rising Wrestling, past, present, future. What I have for you guys right now is a real treat, though. Going back to January of the year 2013, the Brawl for It All 8-man ladder match pitting the nefarious Me Society against the ragtag group of challengers led by Tank Tolan, the hotshot Mike Reed, and Fusion DS Matt Saigon and the now retired Damian Dragon. For all the marbles in New Moon Rising Wrestling, that's the heavyweight title, the United States title, the tag team titles. That's what's on the line for the Me Society. For control of the company. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice, the former voice of the board for New Moon Rising Wrestling, Don Warren.
Hi, once again, my name is Don Warren, and I'm the voice of the board of directors for New Moon Rising Wrestling. Due to the implications on the future of New Moon Rising Wrestling this match had, the New Moon Rising Wrestling board of directors decided to air this match in its entirety for you, the fans. So here we go. This is the match from January 16th, 2013, in which the Me Society, Jake Bishop, Justin America, and the Untouchables, who were the champions, took on Tank Tolan, Fusion DS, and Mr. Upgrade, Mike Reed, in a ladder match for control of New Moon Rising Wrestling. Here it is. Enjoy.
Hicks, it's about to start. It is about
the
to start.
The Me Society. Jake Bishop, the heavyweight champion of the world. Justin America, the United States champion. The Untouchables, who defeated the Nigerian Nightmares to win the World Tag Team titles, taking on the Team of Dummies. That's right. It is Tank Tolan. It is
Mike Reed,
the former hotshot Mike Reed, and Fusion TMS.
Oh, stop it. I look at this visual right now, all these belts, this high-octane ladder match for everything, Dean. Everything's at stake. When they asked me to join this company, to be a part of this, to do this commentary, it's situations like this that I could have only
dreamed. That's the bell, and they're all going at it.
It's like the running of the bulls. Look at this. Justin Everybody's
America.
Tearing off right now.
Tank and Justin going at it. Jake has control of Mike Reed.
Mike Reed ramming the heavyweight champion, Jake Bishop, in the corner. Tank on the offense.
This is chaotic.
And outside the ring, the tag teams are going at it.
Somebody keep an eye on that, tell me.
To pair this off, Fusion DS, 2 months ago, Dean, 3 months ago, I'm sorry, they actually had the Untouchables beat at PG-13.
What are you talking about? They lost. One,
had
two,
it not
three.
Been for interference by the Me Society,
oh, no, look.
They would have won that match.
It's down to Jake Bishop and Tank Tolan. Now, of course, last month, Jake Bishop left the building, had nothing more to prove. Tank Tolan, the dummy, got the win, but not the belt.
I noticed on the Scoop Slam, Dean, you interviewed Jake Bishop.
Look at that, a dummy!
Jake just ran away. Is he scared of Tank Tolan? He's not scared of
Tank Tolan.
He seems it.
Oh, not at all.
Did you see how quickly he ran out of that ring?
But look at this. The tag team champions in charge. Oh, my goodness. Big dropkick.
And here's the other thing. When is Justin America going to punch him? I've been hearing about that for a month now. I don't think he's going to punch him.
There it is. He punched him right in the mouth.
He did punch
him. He punched him in the mouth.
I didn't think that was going to happen. Now the question is Mike Reed out of the match now?
He's
That's
gone.
That's just an American promise.
He's gone. He's done. Oh, no. He's choking
oh,
him.
Oh, stop it. That's a human being. Inside the ring, Fusion DS on the offense right now. They have the Untouchables on the run, Dean.
Oh, he just got toasted. Did you see that, Hicks?
I did.
I don't like it. Damian Dragon, Mad Side Guy, and the only ones on the inside. Nobody has gone for a ladder yet, Hicks.
What? He does. Have you ever gone for a ladder?
Oh, no.
I wish you would, actually.
Look at that. Justin America getting the better of that dummy.
I think we're setting up right now, Fusion. Is this going to be what I think it is? Uh-oh, I'm scared.
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh. Right at the feet of the fans. Saigon and Dragon sacrificing their bodies for the title.
And everybody is on it. Look at this. Jake Bishop, the only man in the ring. He has a ladder. He's going to go for it, Hicks.
Oh, no.
Or maybe not.
Jake Bishop. Oh, he might be.
No, he's not. I don't know what the strategy is here. He couldn't have done it.
Well, you know what? He probably didn't want to get knocked off the ladder. I mean, it's still so early.
He could have won it.
That's the last thing you want to do is try and make an early jump into the ladder.
Of course you do. Oh, no, no, no.
Dragon, down.
Oh.
Hip up.
Credit where credit is due. That was a fantastic maneuver, Hicks.
Jake Bishop gradually getting out of the ring right now.
Now right
I haven't
in front
seen
of
him
us,
do much of anything.
Right in front of us, Justin America and Mike Reed.
Oh, give him a heck, Mike. Give him a heck.
What is he doing?
Come on, Mike.
Oh, no. Jake Bishop taking it to Tag Tolling. On the other side, inside the ring, we have one of the Untouchables and Damian Dragon. The ladder set up. This is going to be hard. Oh, big
backbreaker. Outside the ring, just anarchy, Dean, just chaos. Look at Mike Reed. He's trying to rip the nose right off Justin America.
What is Mike doing?
It's legal. It's legal,
He's
Dean.
He's trying to tear his face off. Somebody help him.
Inside the ring, Saigon.
Saigon, usually one of the stronger participants in the match. But I think the Untouchables got him beat here. Tank Tolan, of course, a big man. A big dummy, too. Oh, no.
Oh, what a
Somebody
pathetic display.
Justin
He's
out.
Crawling through the crowd to get away.
He's not crawling through the crowd. That's a military maneuver, Hicks.
Here we go.
Not the bathroom. Oh. Justin, stay away from the bathroom. No. Oh,
right
my
into
God.
The door of the bathroom.
Oh,
Action Hicks. Is everywhere.
He puts on the brakes. Big high kick.
It sounds like this. I'm glad you're standing behind the fence.
Oh, my goodness. There's just...
Mike Reed, outside the ring. Look. He's trying to
go on the inside
up.
Of the ring. Saigon going to the top rope. Untouchable down under the ladder. Oh!
Oh, no! Oh, the senton.
But that was a dumb thing to do, Hicks.
Well, now, outside the ring...
He took himself out of the match.
Oh, that may be, but... Look at this. Now they're fighting around Captain Dave's table.
Tag Tolan. Oh, my God. Tag Tolan's the only one in the ring. Somebody get in there and stop him. Somebody stop him.
Tag can do it.
Somebody has to stop
him. We can have a new
Tag
Tolan. Justin America is out.
Oh, I love it.
Hello, bro.
Thank you.
Oh. Your neck had to have hurt you after that.
Oh, my neck. I'm telling you. Thank God. Justin America. Go!
Tag thrown to the outside.
Climb the... Oh, come on. Oh, my goodness.
That was vicious.
A baseball slide into the ladder. Taking out Tank Tolan.
The other body's everywhere right now. There isn't a whole lot that we can point to and say, this is ordered, this is logical, this is structured.
But look, Justin's going.
That's a little ladder.
Justin's going. He's going to get it. He's locked
up, lie. He can't reach from that height.
I'm telling you what, Hicks.
He's scared of heights.
I didn't want to bring this up, but he is.
Justin America is scared of heights. I love it. Oh, wait till he gets to the top, please.
What's this?
Okay, well,
They're telling them to go up. I'm not sure why. Oh, no. Oh, and the ladder went with him. He might have just broke his ankle.
What a dummy.
Stop it.
You don't think that was stupid?
Why is Don Warren out here, for God's sake?
He's keeping order.
Keeping order is complete anarchy.
He's like Chuck Norris at the Survivor Series, Dean.
Stop the match.
Inside the ring right now. Wow. Look
at
all these big boys.
I can't keep track of these things.
You better keep track because this is for everything.
Jake Bishop in control of the man who hasn't upgraded since 2000, Mike Reed. One of the Untouchables setting up the ladder. He's going to go for it, Hicks. The Meat Society's going to win.
Well, it's certainly looking like that at this point.
Jake is going up the ladder. He has the Untouchables helping him out. Look at this. Justin has tagged.
They're guarding for him. Oh, here we go.
No. Hank Golan in command. Oh, no. There goes, the ladder.
It's okay, dude.
Why are these fans cheering for Tank Golan?
Go, Tank, go. I agree.
There's signs for him. Makes me sick.
He can do it, Dean. The boyhood dream. New Moon Rising Wrestling Champion.
Mark my words. Mark my words, Hicks. I will not allow Tank Golan's team to win this.
You know, Tank should have won last month.
He did win, Hicks.
He should have won the belt.
Ah. Jake Bishop, thank God he stopped it.
Oh, this tyranny needs to be over. This Meat Society crap. This controlling matches, interfering in each other's matches. This match is custom suited for them.
Look at this. Choking out Tank.
Oh, no! Look at the face on Justin America. There's no emotion there.
Absolutely not. The things he's seen, Hicks, through his military career, I don't even want to talk about it. And esteem and all.
Tank ducked out of the way. That would have been a huge spear right into the post. Right now, everybody just seems battered and beaten. This match is taking its toll.
Oh, on the outside, the Untouchables taking it to Damian Dragon. Jake Bishop and Tank going at it again.
Hot shot, Mike Reed. I don't know what he's doing, but he's scheming.
Oh, no. They're getting a... What is that? Just a piece of plywood? I'm not sure if I agree
with
that.
I think it is a piece of plywood, Gene.
I don't agree with this.
I don't agree with it either.
You know, sometimes you just go too far. I don't know, Hicks.
So you're saying Jim Bishop went too far?
Look! Oh, no.
I agree. It's just strange to hear you say it. Because normally, Jay Bishop can do no wrong in your eyes.
Well, he certainly can't do no wrong, but we're talking about violence and amongst other human beings. That was
the ring,
upgrade right there, by the way.
Outside the ring, Saigon taking it to Justin America with chairs.
Oh!
Inside the ring. Spinebuster by the Untouchables. The Dragon's in there.
Oh, big super kick.
Huge
by
super
Dragon.
Kick.
Tank Golan on the apron. Oh!
I love that move.
Good God.
And he banged his head off the plywood for good measure. The referee's leaving. What's up with that?
It's anarchy. I guess Son Warren's our referee now. I don't know. Back in the ring, Justin America. Big dropkick off the top rope.
Here we go.
Tank hit his finisher there.
He certainly did. And right now, the bigger story, Dean, is that Tank Golan could be the heavyweight champion.
It looks like it sounded Jake and Tank.
What's Jake Bishop doing now? A powerbomb?
Oh!
Sit down, powerbomb!
This is just brutal.
Like I said, I am not going to allow this to happen.
What are you doing, Dean? Dean! Dean Dixon, getting involved! What are you doing? Dean Dixon, right now! What's he doing to Tank Tolley? He's got a handcuff! He's handcuffing him to the ring! No! You can't do that! Dean! Oh my god! Right now at the ring, these guys are just going at it everywhere. There's just anarchy everywhere. Dean Dixon has handcuffed Tank Tolley into the ropes, effectively taking him out of this match, making it a handicap match. It's a handicap match, Cliff. Cliff Light's coming in.
Brady, well, what is Dean up to? What is he doing? He's helping society.
I don't know.
He's Tony Tank with the key.
I know they're his buddies, but he's not a wrestler. Look, he's already wearing a neck brace. And Jake Bishop. Oh, this is a dark day. John Warren.
What's Tony doing with a chair?
What's he doing?
He just hit
you. Oh, my God.
He just hit Jake with a chair.
He just hit him with a chair.
The
member of the board, John Warren. Dean Dixon, he's outside the ring.
Now he's got the key.
He looks scared to death. Dean!
I'm just speechless. I don't know what to say. I can't believe it.
There's nothing you can say at this point. It's a handicap match until that gets unlocked. Yes, but Mike Reed is there too. And Justin is clearly afraid of heights. They're battling at the top.
Turning punches back and forth.
This can't be good.
No. I can't see this ending good.
It's not going to end good for either, guys. Somebody's going through that plywood, I think.
I see it.
Uh-oh.
They cannot get Tank handcuffed.
Right now, it is just anarchy. There are just bodies everywhere. And what is Steve Dixon?
Oh, no! God,
he just hit his head on the apron. Dixon got his head smacked on the apron. I love it. Oh, I hope he gets to get a head brace, too.
Oh, no. Look, Justin's reaching. Justin's reaching.
Mike Green, no. He pushes him off the ladder. Inside the ring, nobody still can seem to get control. All I know is Steve Dixon's dead. And I love that clip.
Yeah, I bet you do there, Brady.
Damian Dragon, the last bastion of goodness at this point. He's trying to fend off eight men,
it seems. Damian is setting up another ladder. You have two ladders now set up in the ring.
Oh, I don't like this.
This can't be good. This cannot be good.
Yeah, but here comes... Oh, the Untouchables. Now we're in a two-on-one situation with like Damian Dragon. Oh, my God.
Tank just had his ankle smashed by a chair on one of the Untouchables.
Tank can't even defend himself.
He's handcuffed. He cannot. Donnie's trying to find the key to unhook him. With the two ladders, the Untouchables are climbing up.
Justin America now taking the fight to the outside. They're out of here. They're not even here. Saigon? Dragon?
Is that the Untouchables and Fusion DS both climbing ladders?
It is. What's going to happen?
Trading punches back and forth, all four men.
Look at those hand locks by Saigon and Dragon. Oh, no.
Just throw them down off the ladder.
Oh, put the diamond cutter off the top.
Oh, jeez. We got bodies everywhere, Brady.
But here's the bad part. Tank Tolley is still handcuffed. It's still a handicap match. Jake Bishop, he's there. He's scheming. I don't like this one big one.
John Warren is trying to get Tank unhooked. We cannot seem to find the key. Jake Bishop, the world champion, is the only man standing at this point. It looks like Mike Reed and Justin both
came
in.
Justin still outside.
Justin back
he's
out.
In. He's out. He's in. Who knows? Jake Bishop, he's taunting his challenger, Tank Tolley. He knows he's got him, but it's only because of Devious Dean Dixon that he's got him. It's not that he beat him fairly. I hate to see New Moon Rising Wrestling lose control like this.
Jake is taunting with both ladders. He's shutting them both up. He's trying to get up.
Well, you know what? Jake Bishop, he's not scared of ladders. There's not a whole lot he is scared of. Maybe losing. He's not scared of losing.
Get over here to our...
Oh, no! Take Tolman's loose! Oh, he got out of it! All right, here we go. Dueling ladders. The champion and challenger are scaling the ladders. They're going to trade blows any minute. And it's going to be years.
Hang on it.
Oh, and that board is right there.
Take a take or trade punches once again.
Oh, what's he doing?
Jake,
oh, Jake looks weird, Brady. And the board is there. The Jake Bishop put there. Oh,
no.
He went through it.
He
went
through the board and he stood up.
Ted Cullen, he's got two ladders. And does he have a briefcase? He has a briefcase. We have a new champion.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the night that the landscape of New Moon Rising Wrestling changed forever as we had the crowning of a new heavyweight champion, former WWE star Tank Toland, a new United States champion, the Hot Shot, the Upgrade, Mike Reed, and a new Tag Team Championship combination of Fusion DS. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Brady Hicks, one of the voices of New Moon Rising Wrestling. We got to get out of here, but in 2 weeks' time, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with a brand new edition of New Moon Rising Radio, covering everything that you want to know about the independent company that is just on the cusp of coming back and taking it all over once again. Ladies and gentlemen, go to the Facebook page, New Moon Rising Wrestling fan page, check us out. We'll be back next week.